Well, it doesn't really matter because, and for some reason, something's not quite right.
You're done.
Well, anyway, welcome. Have a seat. My.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome in.
So, of course,
Bienvenue.
Of course, today we're talking more about the election. Not the erection. The election.
Yes.
Which is taking place here in the UK. And of course, there's the one
France
in
France.
France.
There's one in the United States. It's coming up in November.
And of course, we've got the ongoing saga, as you rightly say, of Trump versus Biden. I can't wait. This Thursday.
Is it this Thursday?
Is the debate Thursday, the 27th of June?
But don't they mute their mics?
Yes, the rules. Let's talk about that for a minute, because the rules I was reading that say, I think it's CNN that are doing it. The rules they have is that when it's whoever's turn it is to speak, the other person's microphone is muted.
I wish we had one in this house.
Yeah. So,
I said, I wish we had one in this house.
All right, lovely.
One of those microphones. Yeah, come on, carry on.
But anyway, as I like to say, not particularly, but we'll live with that. Anyway, they have a mute button, which I suspect is not for Biden, really. It's because they know Trump can't keep his mouth closed. Do you know what I mean? Even when he's got a gagging order on him, he can't keep his mouth shut. Whether he's talking about grabbing people's pussies.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. And then denying later that he behaves inappropriately towards anybody. We won't go any further, just in case there's a lawsuit. So we're not implying any guilt.
Yes, but he's been...
But it does look shady.
Yes, but he's been found guilty on 34 counts. Right, that's to do with different things.
Well, there's the other exciting
And also, news. He had to pay out lots of money.
83 million.
83 million to that lady who he literally ruined her career.
Yes, well, it seems like it.
So that's
But any road up.
We're talking about the British election, not about...
Well, no, we are talking...
Well, elections in general.
We are talking about elections, the English election. Yeah. But, of course, it has kind of a bit of...
Impact on us.
A bit of relevance, really. Yeah.
Yes.
Because...
huge impact on us.
Well, hello. I mean, huge impact on anybody. Because... yeah, I just don't fancy the idea, especially the way the world is at the moment.
Talk about the candidate.
Of Mr. Trump having his finger on the little button on his,
What about the candidate in the election then?
What about the candidate? Well, the candidate's here.
That question, but I'll ask it anyway.
Well, the reason I sort of mentioned all the accusations of various nefarious deeds. It brings us swiftly to our own election. We're, of course, a little bit by way of an update. Because what have we had this week? We've had,
the betting scandal.
The betting scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks. So for our continental listeners, if you haven't been following the election closely and have been more interested in watching Scotland get booted out of the Euros, I haven't been following the rest of it, but we'll reference the football shortly. And
why? Carry on.
Why? Because, yes, especially as the shorts are nowhere near short enough.
No.
Anyway, so, yes, there's been the betting scandal, hasn't there?
Yes, there have been. Yeah.
So what about the betting scandal? Well, the betting scandal, basically... some of Sunak's top team aides, bet placed bets strangely, all around the same moment, on what day the election was going to be called.
And the policeman.
Was there a policeman?
Yes, that's on the news. Policeman. Yes, it's on the news this morning. A policeman's also been investigated for placing a bet, because if he worked at number 10,
Downing,
he's actually
on the security detail.
Hello, and he's breaking the Official Secrets Act, because you're not supposed to do anything like that.
Right, never mind. Go to the local William Hill.
Hello.
Or whoever. Betfred.
But how did he find out? Because how would he find out unless he works at Downing Street?
Well, I don't know.
Because policemen don't have that general knowledge.
You it
have
could to be the guy that stands outside 10 Downing Street, listening through the letterbox.
Yeah, but they don't have to, because they hear conversations all the time.
Yeah, but anyway.
Could be a chauffeur.
Anyway.
In a car, he might have paid us the bet on when he's in the car, listening to conversations, because, again, those guys also.
No, you said he was a policeman, not a driver.
I know, but how many people do we know have put a bet on, because you got to remember all the people that work in the number 10 and number 11 and number 12. How many houses have they got? Three houses.
Up until that point, up until that point in the months,
chauffeurs,
in the
chef, in the fucking building.
You're gonna list
cleaners.
Oh, for God's sake, the A to Z of job titles. All right, I think we got your point. So anyway. Anyway, really the point is...
sorry, carry on.
The point is, right, in the months preceding the scandal, there was only one or two bets placed on when the time was going to be, you know, fairly sporadic and fairly sort of an even line on the graph. And then suddenly in the space of a day, there was £4,000 placed on this one particular date.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which then Sunak announced.
Yeah.
And
he was forced to announce, because he would have kept it quiet otherwise.
Well, you see, the point is, though, what he should have done, you see, is clocked whether those people were going to make the bet that he had told about the day, and then changed it so they'd have all lost the money.
Mm.
But anyway, he then announced the date, and these people were all quits in.
Yes.
And but you see, where it's pertinent, you see, is he's despite all of this, and one of them admitting what they did. Right, he didn't suspend any of them the party or the candidates or anything.
And if you're in another job and you'd done something like that, like if you did that kind of any kind of insider trading or any kind of thing, like you'd be fired.
You'd be put on leave while there was an investigation.
He never did that.
Well, he has now. Too late.
But what was the
too late sooner?
What was the MPs, the ones who were going on news? What was the excuse that they were saying why he didn't do it?
It was like, well, you know, in like everybody's sort of innocent until proven guilty. Yeah, but you know, in the real world, if somebody's accused of something, and it's in your job, then you are put on paid leave while it's investigated, or as a disciplinary, or the, you know, you don't have this kind of,
But what's the thing they always use? That line that they always use when they say, when they don't want to say anything about anything, they always say, "Oh well, I don't know anything about that, or I'm not aware of that, or I can't comment on that because they always make
The Conservative Party, their famous line is, "Oh, we're looking at it.
We're looking at it. We can't comment on it. Or we can't comment on individual cases."
Yes.
If they don't want to talk about it.
Conservative Party have spent the last 14 years looking at the issue.
Would they call it spin? Spin?
I call it shit.
No, that's what they call it. Spin. It is bullshit. The word spin means bullshit. You feed the public the bullshit so they can think that you know what you're talking about. And it's actually nonsense. And some little twat who's just come out of college, who wants to work in the politics, he's just come out of Eton or somewhere like Oxford, goes into politics and writes all their bullshit for them.
And they can just then talk rubbish.
Yeah. Writes their speeches for them. They can't speak for themselves.
Something sounds familiar about that.
What?
the amount of time it took you to say it. Anyway.
Maybe I show somebody's speaking for me, writing my fucking spin for me. Carry on.
Anyway, so we've had that, and no matter what Sunak has thrown at it this last week,
hasn't worked.
Nothing's particularly working very well. I mean, his latest guise is that all the illegal migrants are backed up waiting on the beaches of Normandy, waiting for the Labour Party to win next week, which, of course, in itself, this comment is an admission that he's lost the election.
That's rubbish.
So as soon as there's a Labour government, they're going to be on the boats and across the sea, bang, and there's going to be even more than ever.
Yeah, but they've been doing that for 14 years. Hello. Even with the Rwanda policy that's been put in place. How many people have gone to Rwanda so far? Two people.
Two.
And one was voluntary. One was voluntary.
They probably paid it, yeah.
One was voluntary.
He came here on the boat and it's like...
Oh, I might as well go to Rwanda. Much better there, it's cleaner.
And he had a word. He got here on the boat and a week later he waited for the next lot of smugglers and he said, excuse me, can you take me back?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
You want to go back?
Loads of filthy.
I think I'll go back to France. So, yes, he was voluntary.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Well, anyway, the purpose of today's show, even though we're now about 11 minutes in, was to ask you or to talk about what we thought of now we've been exposed to them relentlessly in between the soccer matches, which have been very boring. That's all I want to say on the football. It's rubbish. It'll all end up in a 15-minute penalty shootout.
You've been secretly watching it, haven't you? How do you know so much about it, then?
Every time you turn on the flaming news, in between the distressed donkey adverts and the Motability scooters, and the
headline news.
And kids drinking the post office shitty scandal, water.
The post office scandals take a second fiddle to the football.
Where does the post office scandal fit?
Because I saw it today on the news. Anything to do with football, any scandal that's going on, it takes second fiddle to it.
Yes, exactly. Which is
really bizarre.
Which I told you is why Sunak called the election in the first place to coincide with the Euro finals, because that way people's attention would be focused elsewhere.
Yes.
But it's a double-edged sword, of course, because when he wants them to listen, they're actually also watching the football. It's not selective. Oh, we'll watch the football when Starmer's speaking, but we won't watch football when Sunak's speaking. So I don't know where his mindset is to think that, you know, now he needs to get his message across to get their sorry arses off the floor of the bowls. Then they're all watching the soccer. And downing, you know, six packs of lager.
Do they remember to even watch any debates because they're so pissed?
Well, half the time they don't know who they're listening to anyway. And if you've got to listen to that thing from the Green Party, you tend to switch off anyhow, mentally. Do you know what I mean?
You're never going to get in anyway. So
you're for insomnia, that
you're never going to get in anyway.
So what do we think? What do you think of the various personnel? You've seen sort of... let's start. Oh, let's talk about Nigel Farage for a minute.
This man, in the last campaign he's been campaigning to become an MP for 15 years now.
Okay.
And then when he, in his last party that he was in, the party before the last one, I can't remember which one that was, there's been so many, he said that he was rooting out the people that were in his party that were racist, homophobic and sexist.
Yeah.
But then he had that man that said, if I go back and if I'm right, that said that people of colour were from Bonga Bonga Land. And he was instantly...
You mean they're not?
He was instantly out of the party, this guy. So he did root out some of them.
Okay.
But apparently
he got
now,
rid of the Bongo Bongo Land
guy.
Well,
yes.
Well, of course.
And then now somebody else in his party has says things that are not quite right about Hitler.
Yeah, him.
He has.
Yes, no, he's not the one him, that thinks Putin's kind of, you know.
But some of his other people have said things about
it's our
him,
fault.
Right? And he said things about Putin and Ukraine.
Yeah.
And he's also, people in his party have said things about, they're in the Reform Party, said things about really disgusting things. I don't want to repeat them anyway.
The deformed party or the reformed party.
But what's happened is now he says, oh, well, I'm not going to get rid of them because now they're really on the ballot and you can't get rid of them. That's his excuse.
Yes.
The other thing is,
isn't it?
Lots of people have got friends that they're not proud of, but they don't take them. They don't take them out. They don't stop listening to them. Yes, you do.
I'm sorry, you do.
If you got, yeah. If you know somebody that's your friend and they're a racist and you're a black person
and,
like me,
and they're
you're going to say, "Hang on a minute,
I'm homophobic.
I'm not having this." Or you're going to,
yeah, come to dinner.
Or if they say racist,
yeah, we don't.
Or if they say racist things,
my black husband and I don't mind. Yeah,
if they say racist things, you're going to pick them up on it. And I know some people.
Yeah, you're not going to invite them for dinner. Are you?
I know some people who say racist things, and I will pick them up on it.
Yes.
I won't let them get away with it.
Correct.
Do you know what I mean? And you know, and he doesn't, and he needs to look at that more in his party.
Oh,
he doesn't.
Well, now he needs the vote.
And also the fact that he's friends with Trump. Anybody who's friends with Trump or says that Trump's okay, they need to look at themselves.
They need to check themselves.
They need to check themselves.
I totally
This
agree.
Is the same man that told a Muslim woman who was born in America, born and bred in America, to say, send her back.
Well,
I mean, really?
Did he not say...
And then he chanted the crowd to say it as well.
Then
he denied he said it.
Well,
but then the news actually... They literally brought the footage back and they showed it and said, these are your words out of your mouth.
Didn't he actually turn around to referring to the Native American Indians?
To go back.
So they didn't like where they come from. To India.
Yeah. I mean, really? The man is as thick, anything.
You know, you got to question yourself, really.
I'm sorry.
The kind of things that the party you support come out with should really be red lights.
Yes, but
yeah, red
if
lights.
If you don't call people out on these things, that means you endorse it. I'm sorry.
Yes,
if you think that what they say and what they do is correct and you support them, yeah, he's not such a bad guy. Well, I'm sorry.
Mm.
You know, you need to look at yourself.
Lending them your vote when there's
if you
all
give
these
people your pla- if
things,
you give people a platform,
yeah.
Who are nasty and racist
and do things that they deny and they're liars and cheats.
You know, like a certain actor, famous actor, which I'm not going to mention his name because it doesn't need to be mentioned, because comes from a very famous family, and you know, and he's made some nasty comments, and he's been taken off television completely and radio. And that's what should happen to these people. If they've got those nasty
attitudes...
Didn't they
even take him off another news channel, which was already unpalatable?
Nasty. Yeah, hello. They couldn't even stand him. So there you go.
Anyway, we've digressed.
That's my rant. Sorry.
Well, that's quite all right. So I think people have got the picture.
Well, I just wanted to explain to them in case they want to support this man.
Quite rightly, you have to look at all of these things when you're...
Because a lot of people don't.
Well, they don't. This is why they ended up with Boris Johnson, of course.
I want to thank Phil Farrell because he's got character and he goes down the pub and have a pint with everybody else.
Oh, please.
Hello. Yeah, man.
We're cop.
Well, it's the same with Boris, you see. They thought, oh, here's a jolly chap.
They're
bought off by the buffoonery.
But it's all fake.
And the fakery,
The XMP said about him?
Because if it's obvious that the person is sometimes falling short on the truth and behaves in certain ways, both publicly and privately, that they're probably not the right person to be leading your country.
No.
But no, they go ahead and do it anyway because all they think is funny and jolly and what have you. And then, of course, they discover that...
He's not.
Exactly.
Like when he
But they should have known this.
Yeah, but they don't watch what's going on. I mean, even Partygate, they don't even blame him for that. They seem to forget those kind of things. People have really short memories. They're like fucking goldfish. They forget things very, very quickly.
Well, they're
punishing. And then when you mention it to them, they go, oh, I forgot about that. Oh,
well,
I forgot
about that. Well, they're punishing them now because the Conservatives looks as though they could come third or even fourth.
Well, this is what always happens because we're old enough to remember.
We should probably be considerably better than the English football team will do.
We're old enough to remember Mrs. Thatcher when she was ousted by her own party and she ended up bawling her eyes out in a car because she finally got chucked out.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And they'd been in too long because people realised, her own party realised she was a liability.
Worse than a Klingon.
She's lost.
Do you know? It's the same if you've got an hairy arse. There's nothing worse than a Klingon.
I don't have a mini one. Yeah. I've got hairy arse.
And, thank you for sharing that.
I don't have Klingons.
With us. Well, no, I've never. Up north, they call them Clagnuts. If you, in case you listeners don't know what we're talking about, it's the. People have a.
Don't mention the name, but they're chocolates.
People.
There's chocolates.
People who go to the toilet, and because they've got a hairy arse, they discover hours later.
What are you talking about people's hairy arse?
Of something that resembles a revel.
I shouldn't be talking about product names.
Anyway,
carry on. The characters you're talking about. Characters in the election.
But, hey, we...
characters in the election.
I don't know how we got on the subject of...
You said they were Klingons.
Well, yes, anyway, the Klingon to power.
No. Yes.
Klingon to power.
But what about the characters?
Klingon to your arse. Yeah, the characters. Okay, well,
I just had a rant about Nigel Farage, and so... well, but it's Sunak.
Well, you see, there's the point, you see. I've watched a few of these interviews, you know, in between cleaning and seeing a surgeon, you know. And we'll come to that because we're doing a bit of a...
S&M on us.
A bit of a special on my upcoming surgery. But any road up. Sunak, I've seen a few of these interviews, you see.
Right. And what do you think?
And every time I look at Sunak and see Sunak, I see somebody who is very guarded and is always got to be message, and there's nothing comes out of him in terms of his personality. And when he's asked a more personal question, like the one where, you know, did you do without anything as a youngster? Yes, Sky TV.
Really?
It's kind of that, you know, it's that typical Tory.
Which is like the lie.
Running through fields a week.
Which is the lie.
It's just, you know, and there's nothing real about it.
Because if your father's a doctor and your mother's a pharmacist.
You ain't Poe.
And you didn't have Sky TV. I mean, that's just, that's a lie. It's just nonsense. Sorry.
Bet they still had four sofas in the living room.
Hello. No. I bet you.
There's always lots to say. Well, it's like your mum's house.
Oh, what are you talking about, my mum's house?
Well, your mum's house was like that, wasn't it? There was barely any room in the living room because of all the sofas.
Because lots of people used to come round.
I know.
You know how many people used to get in that bloody living room and she couldn't have anybody else in the other room?
There was less seats. I've seen less seats in the cinema.
It's because her bedroom was downstairs because she couldn't go up the stairs anymore.
Yeah, this is true.
That's the reason why they had all the sofas in there, because if you remember, when you first went around there, the living room used to be open. How did you get onto this subject anyway? Perhaps it's not even there anymore.
It fell down?
No, it's not. It's flies in the room. Anyway, carry on.
Okay, well, they're joining in.
You're talking about Sunak.
The podcast bomb.
Tell it.
So Sunak. There's just nothing of a personality there. And he just looks...
What's he like then?
Well, what do you mean, what's he like?
No, just tell it.
I just don't... you just
what do you mean?
Don't get the essence of the
what
guy.
Do you mean?
So you don't, therefore, it doesn't inspire trust and it doesn't inspire empathy.
What do you mean it's not honest?
But yes, it feels somewhat dishonest and just robotic in his responses, because there's, you know, when I see Ed Davey, for example, I mean, you know, you've seen an Ed Davey interview, and he's the leader of the Lib Dems.
He's genuine. He's just,
he's
got a nice face, got a nice personality.
It talks about, look, his wife, and when he talks about personal things, he doesn't mind
being vulnerable,
but showing the comic side of himself.
And being vulnerable, he shows who he is, and people like that. People like that when people show themselves, and he cares about people. You can tell he's a caring person because he has to care for people in his life.
So, you know, I think that's important in a politician. When you've got a prime minister, I think if you can get some sense that that person is a good person,
and they tell
then
the truth,
you're more inclined to place your trust in them in terms of your vote.
And they're honest. If they're honest about
so
things.
When all you people in America, when you come to it comes to November, that's got to be a really important consideration.
Yes, just go with the person that tells the truth.
If they're decent, they're going to want to do decent and good things. If they're not, beware. But anyway, so what do you make of... we've got a few others, haven't we? We've got the
we've got... what's the name?
The equivalent of the Poison Dwarf from Dallas. A.K.A. leader of the Green Party.
There's two leaders of the Green Party. You don't really see that one that often unless it's a really less formal debate.
How can you have two leaders that's only got one MP?
There's two leaders. Do you not know that? There's two leaders.
Well, they share it. They've got a job share.
Yeah, they share the job. Well, because there's not many of them. That's what it is. But then the thing is, the way in which the world is today, you'd think more people would vote Green. Because their policies and then all
no, that's
things
a reason
that they represent.
Reason to not vote.
Yeah, because
Green.
Yeah, because they,
the policies aren't realistic.
Yeah, but what they represent on the surface of it, but no one votes for them because if they're supposed to be all these things are hopefully wonderful about the Earth and saving the planet, and no one votes for them. It's really bizarre. And how they only had one MP, it doesn't make any sense to me. Because people, in the end,
want to put food on the table.
Hello.
They want a job.
Yes. They want to keep hold of their computer. They want to have a nice mobile phone. Whereas if it was up to them, you'd be living in the middle of the forest.
Because who wants...
With nothing.
Who wants to end up...
You won't even have a washing machine to wash your clothes. You'll have to go and beat it on a rock. But down by the river, that's got lots of sewers in them.
Lots of sewage
in it. That's what they'll end up wanting you to do.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? No washing machine. No, they don't want you to. Look, you can't.
No washing machine. No Sky
you
TV.
You can't go on holiday.
No, that's it.
You can't go on holiday.
Your
holidays will
be off.
Forget that.
Yeah, that's why nobody's.
That's why no one's voting for them.
Nobody's voting.
When it comes down to it,
yeah.
People say that they really, I really care about the environment. Yeah, but you got a mobile phone, which you bought, and most of the components are made in China, where the people are exploited making those bloody components, allegedly. So, and they're not cheap. The expensive phones, they're not exactly environmentally friendly. No, they just give you your computer. That's why people don't want to vote for those people, because they're unrealistic.
Well, I think that's a second rant you've had, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And what's the other person you're going to talk about?
Well, I wasn't going to mention... We might as well mention...
Keir Starmer.
Well, okay, let's talk about Keir Starmer. So, you know, I don't dislike Keir Starmer. And that's the problem, you see. I don't dislike Keir Starmer.
Why
did you say that? He doesn't make me feel like when I listen to Ed Davey has the ability to make me want to listen to him because he talks about real things rather than just a bunch of meaningless policies. Keir Starmer's
he's
a bit
very
more
forensic, as you say.
Yes, because he's an ex-judge, isn't he? You know, so it's all, you know, it's all very pertinent to
how he works.
How he works. So I think he will be I think he'll have the makings of a good prime minister.
Yes, he will.
As long as he, like judges, don't ponder over things too long.
No, I don't think he, I don't think he would. But the thing is, people go on his character, and they say he's boring, but he's not boring at all.
But in terms of
in
terms of the personality, generally, I trust the guy.
I trust
because
him.
Again, he's a thinker.
Yes, he thinks about things.
And whereas most of the Tories are stinkers,
liars he's a more alike. They lie about everything.
Allegedly.
It's not allegedly. It's not allegedly. They do lie. They lied about the £2,000 that they said, Labour's going to put up your taxes by £2,000. Yet, when the newsreader said to him, excuse me, but...
Your own department. Your own. No, you shouldn't release this because
it's inaccurate. Exactly, it's inaccurate. But how much taxes have they put up?
Well,
£13,000. We talked about this before.
We talked about it before.
So, you know, they're liars. They lie about things.
So, you know.
Not allegedly. They're liars. We know they're liars. They lied about they lied about the post office
thing. It didn't get Theresa
They lied about the Windrush thing. They lied about all the other scandals.
Of course.
The scandal with the blood scandal. That they didn't want to acknowledge any of that.
They thought their answer to discouraging immigrants was to have vans driving around London.
Oh, yes.
With...
that was Theresa May.
What was it? We called the policy of...
Leaving.
No. What was it? Well, it's like make them uncomfortable. The hostile environment policy. I mean,
it's actually,
seriously.
It was created by Labour.
politicians.
Politicians in the 1940s, 1948.
Yeah, it's politicians. Well, anyway. So, who else we got? Well, we've got
new Scottish minister.
Yes.
SNP guy.
Well, they're
what's his name?
Oh, John Swinney.
Is it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the other one, the caravan woman.
Yeah.
Caravan woman. Not
caravan woman. RV woman.
Yeah, and then the other guy.
RV woman. Why is it that a lot of the Scottish SNP leaders have been named after fish? Well, you have Nicola Sturgeon,
Alex Salmond.
You know, so I was waiting for Mr. Cod or somebody called Hallie Butt. But anyway,
the last guy didn't last long, did he?
No, probably too black. Which I think is partly a problem for poor Rishi Sunak.
Yes, because if he was voted in by the voters, he would never become prime minister because of his skin colour.
Correct. Because you know, when you go up to the north, the dark north of England. You know, places that
you don't even have to go up to the north. You could go to places like Brighton, or even parts of Brighton, not all of Brighton, but parts of Brighton, like parts of London.
But let's be about right. Nobody wants to go to Corby.
I mean, years ago, parts of London you could go to.
Look it up on a map.
Like,
mark it with the cross to avoid going.
Years ago in London, you could go to certain places. You would never even, there was no-go areas in London.
Yes. Mainly anything inside the M25.
But, you know, Custom House.
Plasto.
Used to be no garrison, then we lived in Plasto. You know, it was terrible.
But that's why.
At that time.
That's why. People knew you lived there. Didn't they?
Yeah, there's lots of skinheads at that time. They used to beat people up.
Mm.
So, yeah, there was a lot of issues around there back in the sort of late 80s.
Yeah. Now they knife each other instead.
Oh, then that's a different story altogether.
Anyway, so we've got lots of different personalities as we wind up.
Who else we got?
Oh, I don't know. We've mentioned
Green. We've mentioned Sunak. Don't let leave.
Yes. Well, of course, there's a Welsh. There was the Plaid Cymru.
Oh, he's a waste of time.
But there, what can you say about Plaid Cymru?
Nothing. Well,
there you go. So that's it, really.
Yeah, that's it.
So we've wasted 33 minutes talking about shit.
We didn't talk about shit. We talked about politics.
Politics. I don't want to talk about politics.
That's another story.
Well, which is already, we've already told it. Have once. We? Yes, in the last one.
Did we?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, we mentioned it. We didn't mention it about, because it comes under the title of holidays. So we didn't
We did actually ended up telling it.
Did we? Yeah, we told a little bit about it. We haven't really explained
it. Are you following? You're supposed to be my producer.
You haven't? We didn't talk about it fully. We're going to talk about it in another podcast, didn't we?
Okay.
We're going to talk about it on the holidays.
So I guess the finality of this, because, you know.
So who are you going to vote for?
I reckon I'll vote for the Dog Act. If there was a choice, I'd vote for the Dog Act.
Well, most of the people do anyway.
Because we need
more likely to vote on Love Island than the actual election coming up.
I can tell you, what we need is...
Just coupling up.
We need a politician who can jump through hoops. So I reckon the Dog Act, there is one.
It can be a David, he can jump through hoops.
He can fall off paddle boards.
Yeah, but he's doing that for a reason, he said.
Yes, he did, yes.
To highlight the
fact. It's not a good idea, as I said previously, to be swimming around in shit.
To pour your shit into the Thames or into lovely lakes that are around the country.
Exactly. Yes, welcome to beautiful Britain, where we could once be proud that we had some blue flag beaches. We've only now got brown flag beaches. And it'd be hard to set foot anywhere in Britain without coming across a floating turd. That's a sobering thought. So nice. Move on, Tories. We've had enough of you.
No one's having their lunch at the time. They said about floating turds.
Well, yeah, really especially if it's something like a kofta or... Or a bratwurst or something. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Nice Cumberland sausage. Ugh. You know, just it's that's the first greeting I got when I went to the loo on the plane last time, wasn't it?
What's Cumberland sausage?
Somebody left a Cumberland sausage behind in the very pokey little toilets they have there. But anyway, that's we don't want to talk turds.
Apart from the government. Karen.
So that's about it. It's a bit of a wind-up, really.
Yeah.
Till next time, when we'll tell you who won.
Yes.
And who lost. Yeah. And if we're all going to be losers.
Yeah, this is not a coalition government, you never know.
And see who actually comes out of their houses and the flats and apartments actually cast their vote.
It might be a coalition.
Well, it could be. What date, incidentally?
It's the 4th.
No, I know it's the 4th because it's the same day.
But also,
I'm having my operation.
All you've got to remember, now you have to have ID to go and vote. So none of these illegal people who used to go and vote on somebody else's, somebody's behalf. So you have to have ID to go and vote, don't you?
Oh, yes, you've got to take
proof of ID.
So here we go, you see. And I want to see. So. The day of the vote, 4th of July, the UEFA Euro 24 finals tournament.
It's on the same day?
No, it runs until the 14th of July. Oh, okay. So it's right in the middle of
the voting.
Of the, what do you call it? Yeah. The
it depends what matches
the knockout.
As well, you've got to remember what matches on that day.
Well, we don't know whether England will make it that far, of course.
Of course they won't make it that far.
Well, they might.
No, I'm telling you now, they won't. I don't know what we're even talking about it for anyway. So,
well, it is, yeah.
It's a waste of time.
It is a total waste of time and energy. I think I will stick to my F1. Anyway, on that note, that's it.
That's it.
We'll say cheerio for now. And keep well. And if you're somewhere in the Northern Hemisphere, enjoy the summer. And if... you're elsewhere, hello and enjoy. All the best.